Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Willie Randolph is an experienced manager. Carlos Beltran was about to be the Mets manager. If they need to make a change in the middle of May, those seem like pretty good options. Let's lead it off with Ari in Valley Cottage. What's up, Ari?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Tough day to be a Mets fan, but I always think about how it could be worse, and I could root for your other teams, Evan.
I said that yesterday at the end of the Rico. I said, listen, at least if you root for the Giants and Knicks, there's a little bit more hope specifically
right.
The Knicks.
And Ari, thank God the Jets didn't play for Evan's sake.
I know.
He might have had a heart attack.
That would have killed me.
Yeah, I can't wait to listen tomorrow at 4 to see what Beningo has to say. But anyway... I love your recommendations for the coaching changes. I totally agree with you. Something has to change there. I mean, this season can be put into, you know, a tale of two seasons, you know, before and after June 13th. Before that, our starting pitching and relief pitching was number one. And after that, we were, I think, 27th in the league, and our record shows for that. You know, looking down our offense, I mean, Pete Alonso and Juan Soto could have had the top two of the top 10 best seasons as a Met, in the franchise. But how, with those two statistical records, you know, the team couldn't hit with scoring position and get into the playoffs is beyond me. And kind of what happened yesterday with Pete makes me think that there's something going on in the locker room. I mean, comparing
what do you mean what he said? How he described opting out?
I think just... immediately opting out in the post-game interview, we all knew he was. But the way he said it and how quickly he said it, it's like he couldn't wait to get that off his chest.
Yeah, but let's...
Edwin Diaz did.
Yeah. Edwin, you're right. Edwin handled it better.
Edwin said, I will talk to my family.
Right, and then we'll make a decision. He's basically kicking it down the line so when it's not a hot story. Just as you should. You're just knocked out of the playoffs. People are hot-headed already. I think the difference with Pete, and you have to have had conversations with Pete and understand Pete's mind to get why he announced it. He was asked the question.
What's he supposed to do?
Exactly. And Pete's not going to wordsmith you to get around it. He's just going to answer.
Well, I think of...
He's straightforward that way.
I think of two other people who, when their season just ended, was asked the same question and was very blunt about their future. And those two guys are Gerrit Cole, who mm-hmm. ended up signing with the Yankees,
right.
and Juan Soto, who ended up signing with the Mets. Now, what does Alonso, Cole, and Soto all have in common? Does anybody want to guess? Sean, raise your hand.
Highest paid at their position?
No.
Scott Boras is their agent?
Bing, bang,
oh,
bang.
Wow, yes, that's
Scott
right.
Scott Boras.
The man who shall not be named.
Scott Boras is ruthless. And I think that Pete Alonso was told, if you are asked, you make it very clear.
Right.
And he's not saying it to intimidate me
right.
or intimidate Met fans. He's saying it to send a message to the owner.
We're not in contract hibernation.
And the man from Milwaukee. He wants to get paid.
Right.
And the Alonso thing is going to be talked about a lot. It is so simple. It is so freaking simple, yet so complicated. He wants to get paid. He felt like last year... the negotiations, not just from the Mets, but everyone else, was unfair to him. He wants to get paid.
Part of that was his agent's fault.
It doesn't matter who's right or wrong.
This
is what he thinks.
This is, of course.
And that's why he's just going to tell you, yeah, I'm opting out.
He also has to realize part of it was his agent's fault.
Yeah.
But that is what it is.
A part of it was Alonso having a bad year's fault. A part of it was having the pick attachment. Like, there were a lot of things that led to it.
Yeah.
But the guy wants to get paid. And what I would advise every Met fan to do is don't read too much into him saying, yeah.
Because that's just him answering the question.
It's a Borussian way of answering the question.
All right.
Let's go to Zach and Paramus. Hey, Zach.
What's going on, Evan? Tiki, what's going on today?
All's good. What's up, dude?
What's up?
All off season, we heard from Met fans. We took Soto from you. We heard Tommy call us little brother. We heard everything all from December. But every year, Evan, we all need to come back to reality. It's just the same. Oh, Matt.
I have to take it. And there's no response.
Bunch of bitches.
There's no response until the Mets can offer a response.
Yes.
There's no response until the Mets do something to change this. This is who they are. This is who we are. And Met fans get used to it. I had a talk with my son as he went to school today. He's like, what do I say to Yankee fans? I said, there's nothing you can say.
Mets suck.
There's nothing you can say. Own it. We do suck.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
We did choke. We did talk a lot of trash. And with talking trash comes with getting punched in the face. I wasn't mad at Sean for going on Twitter last night with all his drafts that he had written for the last 2 months. Let me make fun of the Bronx race at Citi Field. You and Keith did the same thing. What, do you share a brain?
I mean, it was easy to tell. I mean, you couldn't have that draft win one race, or you?
Yeah, I could
have
just won one. Just one?
Let's go to Mike in Brooklyn. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All's good.
I love you guys, but I got to disagree here. I think Mendy 10,000,000% has to go, and I'm going to tell you why.
Go.
Okay? All right. He walked in to what was a ready-to-go team, which is the first mistake by the owner because he put the general manager in charge of getting someone else for a ready-to-go team when he already had a ready-to-go manager, but that's a different story. Mendy, people forget, this team was horrific all the way until what? Let's be realistic. Let's say July, until Lindor woke up and Lindor carried that team. They won in spite of Mendoza's horrible move.
I can't say that. I think you're wrong about last year. And it's easy to do this when we're pissed off. We kind of imagine what a previous season was.
Yeah.
That's like me. I've been so tough on Brian Daboll. I've been so tough on him. That would be like me saying to Tiki, you know, 2022, they won despite him. Like, no, that's not true.
No.
Like, you can rip Mendoza just like I can rip Daboll while also acknowledging that their first year was awesome.
Of course it was. I mean, it probably set them back because they tried to win now with a flawed roster. But, I mean, we can get into it later. But it almost feels like you want to give a guy credit, understanding that he did it in spite of the circumstances. And then when those circumstances come back to bite you, in the case of the Mets, it's, your rotation actually wasn't that solid. They just outperformed themselves early in the season. The stars on this team just went through massive individual slumps at the wrong times and couldn't hit with runners in scoring positions when all you needed to win was one or two of those games in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
One of those 162s, and you're not having this problem against the Reds. So, the circumstances catch up to you and hit you in different ways. In one case, it makes you feel really good about the leader of the team. In another case, it makes you hate him.
I also believe that when you fire a manager who's had success, there needs to be a few things you do before you do it. So I'll go back into Met history, and now Tiki can't lecture me. History doesn't matter, considering this Met team repeated history. So history means everything. Before the Mets fired Bobby Valentine, they took all his coaches away.
Yeah.
Before they fired him, they cut his you-know-whats off. That's what I would do. What I would do right now is I'm changing the coaching staff. I'm making changes with an eye on if this doesn't turn around, I got no issue making a managerial change in the middle of 26. Bobby and Mattawan. Hey, Bobby.
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
You know, I would say one thing to the Mendy thing. That one game when, I don't know, they needed a run and they had, I don't know if it was Alvarez, somebody hit that double. And I'm on my couch and I'm saying, put in a pinch runner. And he didn't do it. And that was the one, you know, the one thing where
Bobby,
you say he really messed up.
Bobby, there's a lot of that. And I'm telling you right now, for your own mental sake, if we do this with every game the Mets lost this year, you're going to lose your mind. There are a ton of games where if this is different, if that is different, if he does this, if I do that, the whole season's different. You can't do it over 162.
No, there's too many moments, too many games that were lost because of whatever, anybody's decision or somebody's lack of performance.
You know, I've said a lot of things about the Mets. You've said a lot of things about the Mets. I want to play you guys something that maybe you didn't hear because you were so disgusted by the end of the Met game, and that is the great Gary Cohen. Last night, or yesterday, late afternoon, as the Mets were losing the game on the Francisco Lindor double play, we already knew the Reds lost. Gary Cohen, who I think is so good when he wants to be. When he wants to be honest, he's the best. Like last year, when Lindor hit the home run and the Mets get one game 161, how eloquent and accurate was he when he said from 0-5 to OMG? I want every single person to listen to Francisco Lindor's double play and Gary Cohen's calls describing the end of the Mets season, and I ask you to spot the lie. It could not be described more accurately than Gary Cohen.
And the Mets' agonizing 3.5-month slow-motion collapse is complete.
Slow-motion collapse is complete. He lets the crowd cheer for 9-10 seconds, and then he adds this.
It is unfathomable that this collection of talent winds up outside of an expanded playoff system after having the best record in baseball for the first 2.5 months of the season. Everything goes wrong over the last 3.5 months, and the Mets find themselves on the outside looking in.
Thank you for accurately describing it. Unfathomable. In a Manfred blown-up playoff system, it is unexplainable that a collection of high-priced talent could have that happen. Thank you, Gary Cohen.
Yes, he's absolutely right as well, because it doesn't make any sense.
None.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.